we can get our rope tied around that rock. It's there for us. God provided that for us. But he's not going to force you to tie your rope on something solid. He's not going to force you to do it. Well, I'm thankful that God provided that, because we need that every day of our life. And I woke up the other morning and I woke up and I'm like, where am I sleeping at this morning? Because we've been sleeping at some different places. I hate that. That's a little like when you're driving a truck. It's a little that way too. I know one time I was driving a truck. I was working so hard and I was so tired, and I had to get this load by a certain time into this place, and I was pushing it, I was stopping and running around the truck and jumping back in and go a little more. And I finally made it to the place and I parked there along their driveway, and then after a bit I woke up and I'm like, oh, I gotta get going, you know, what am I sleeping here for? And then I looked around like, oh no, I'm sitting here already. But you know, that's the way it is sometimes. Our little minds we have, we don't always have it together. But yeah, but God is he's our strength, he's our keeper, he's the one that we can trust in. I'd like to talk about our mind a little bit this morning, and perhaps maybe you could call it the source of peace. You know, peace is something that our world's looking for. And that's something we all want. We want peace. We want something that we can trust in. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think we're made that way. But there's some verses. There's in Romans 8:6, it says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But how do we get there? What if we aren't spiritually minded? How do we get there? How do we get to that place that we have that desire? How do we get there? Well, I think it's pretty simple. When we give our heart and life to Jesus Christ, then our desires change. And that's what needs to happen. Is there any wonder why sometimes we say, you know, people do strange things and they're like, well, what's the matter with them? You know, because we're looking for something. We're looking for something better. We're looking for something. We're looking for somebody that got the right desires. And when you see the wrong desires, it causes concern. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's normal. That's the way it is. But we need that new life. We need that new creation in our heart. It changes our desires. It wants you to get your rope around something solid. It wants you to be anchored. But there's a war there. When you make that decision, it becomes a war. That's what the fight is all about. Because Satan doesn't want you to be there. Satan does not want you to be there. He wants that rope coming loose, and he wants you floating away. And so it's not all easy. It's not all easy. And God didn't promise us to have it all easy. But there's some things in our life we can do. We make the right decisions, and then we can see, how about somebody that that we see that it's spiritually minded. I know there's a brother here I was talking to not too long ago, and I was asking him how he's doing, I was wondering how everything's going, and he said, you know, we're very blessed. He said, we're so blessed. He said it a couple times, we're just so blessed. And that's a sign of being thankful and a sign of appreciating what God has done for us. And that's one thing that will tighten our rope up, I believe, when we're thankful. What are some more things you think that could pull that rope in a little tighter? Does anybody have any ideas? What do you think of when you think of drawing closer to God and pulling that rope in just a little bit tighter and make it secure? Is there anything you got on your mind? I'm sure you're thinking a lot of things. I mean, that's how I always am there, Stanley. Doing more than just trying to get by. Yeah, when we're really connected to God, we're not trying to get by. We're trying to serve Him. We got a desire that's driving us to be more like God, be more like Him, and we want to serve Him. What else do we have? That's very good. Pray without ceasing. You probably heard me say that before, but I often wondered about that verse. And then one day I was working in a welding shop, and I thought, you know, what does that verse really mean? Pray without ceasing. And so I thought, well, I'm going to try it. But, you know, I was kind of a little worried because there were so many things I was trying to remember. I mean, when you're working a welding shop, you got measurements, you got this. If you're welding on a piece of steel, you got to make sure it's not going to warp, and got to weld at the right place and not weld too long, and maybe weld short welds and then come back and weld some more short welds. There's a lot of stuff to remember, but, you know, I thought I'm going to try this. I'm going to just meditate on God the whole time, pray without ceasing, you know, just. And I tell you what, I learned to do that, and I think I made less mistakes after I started doing that. I think God just reminds you of things you got to remember. It's so good for your life. It's just so good. You just keeps your mind out of all kinds of ruts, and your mind doesn't go to the places it shouldn't be going to. Anything else? Yeah, each victory will help you some other to win. That's what you're trying to say, right? I mean, that's the way it works. I mean, yeah, we're gonna find us in that place. We're gonna have some wrong thoughts, and we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But what are we gonna do when we come to the realization where we're at? Are we going to turn to the right? Are we going to like, oh, we like it pretty good, we'll just continue there for a while? You know, that's where the problem comes in. We got to make that choice every day. I got lots of verses here, and you don't need to turn to all these, but in Isaiah 26:3, it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." God is our strength. He's our helper. He will help you to stay on the right track. That's why all those examples of the children of Israel are written for us, I believe, because it just shows how our hearts are. Our hearts just want to wander away from God. And it's not our desire to do that. But when we understand where we're at, we need to turn our minds toward the Lord, and if we have that desire, we will do that. And God will keep us. He is our keeper. There's verses in Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And he will give us that true peace and satisfaction in him that surpasses all things. It's nothing we can buy. We can't go to the store and buy it. We can't make it. But it's a gift from God. When we surrender our hearts to God and do his will, the peace will come. You can't create it. You cannot create it. But you can do the right things and you will receive blessing. It's like Isaac Martin used to say, is that you have to get under the spot where the glory comes out. So if you have a water spigot and you get under it, you're going to be blessed. But if you're not in line with God's blessing, you won't experience it. It's just impossible. It says the work in Isaiah 32 says, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." Isn't that a wonderful verse? The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. That's our God. That's our God. Did you get it? I mean, that it took me a while to really understand what it's trying to say. It's a work of righteousness. You're doing righteousness. You're doing the right thing. Then it says that's going to bring quietness and assurance forever. That's wonderful words. Very wonderful. It's not going to happen by trying to fight like we see the world doing, going out there and fighting and make sure I'm the strongest one in the Iran. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen when you're trying to be proud something. It's not going to happen when we're doing it in our own strength. It isn't going to happen. But that's what we want. We want that quietness. We want that assurance in our life. At least I do. I don't know. I think everybody does. You see people searching for it, and they can't seem to find it. I think it's a desire of most people's hearts. Psalms 9, verse 10 says, "And they that know my name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." If you do that and seek God, he will not let you down. I can guarantee you, he will not let you down. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We can't underestimate the power of God. He will give you peace and satisfaction. Ephesians 2:14 says, "For he is our peace, who has made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us." When we got saved, there was a block between us and our Savior. There was a division there. And when we gave up ourselves, then Jesus made this possible. He redeemed us. And he's our mediator between us and God. Colossians 3:15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are also called in one body, and be ye thankful." So like I said, we will be a thankful people. We will see some evidence. When someone's trusting in God, they will be thankful. They will say, "I'm blessed." Even though maybe their life isn't everything you would wish for, can we say, "I'm blessed"? Yes, I think we can. We're so blessed. Even if we don't have it the way we like it, we're still blessed. Numbers 6:24 says, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee, and the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." And that's, I believe, as far as I'm going to go this morning in that. And I want to just bless each one for being a blessing to us, and I'm not sure what all the Lord has for us, but we will keep serving him wherever we're at. So I want to just bless each one here and want you to keep serving God, and we'll be back to see you, I'm sure. We're not leaving just yet, but we'll be around a little bit. But our life is a little the way it is right now. Trying to run around here and there and everywhere, and so keep praying for us, and we'll keep praying for you.